This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
I'm glad you've chosen to join us for this fourth session of Basic Parenting Principles to Live By. In our first session, we talked about letting our children know that our marriages come first. Secondly, we talked about ministering to the needs of our children and meeting those basic emotional needs that all of our kids have. And last week, we talked about setting realistic expectations for our children as they grow up and are nurtured in the care that we provide. Today, I'd like to focus in on the issue of choosing your battles carefully. Recently, my wife and I were sitting around our kitchen table talking with our middle son who is getting married in less than a month. As you can imagine, our parenting style has taken on a new look. It's interesting how when your children move into adulthood, the relationship changes. They're gaining their independence and you're trying to let go, but you've had years in the trenches of direct parenting. Well, our conversation turned to how he and his fiancée would deal with the issue of conflict in their marriage. In the middle of the conversation, he turned to us and said, "How come you guys don't fight?" He was actually a bit animated in his comments. He said, "And I've never seen you guys fight. Do you guys just hide it from us as kids?" First of all, don't get the impression that we have this perfect family. We have our own issues to deal with. But we had to admit to him that in our 28 years of marriage, we've fought very little. It's not that we don't disagree from time to time on various issues. We do. But what we've told him is that we have learned to choose our battles very carefully. We went on to explain that there will always be disagreements in relationships that you have, but how you choose to deal with them is key, and which battles you choose to fight is a big part of building a deep relationship. The parenting principle of choosing your battles carefully is a very important one. Some things are more important than others. Some issues and decisions are matters of life and death, as you can find in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, while others are matters of expedience or opinion, like what is taught in Romans 14, 1 through 7. The key to good parenting is to know what battles are worth dying for and which ones are not. If you treat every decision and conflict with the same degree of inflexibility, your children will become confused and you will lose influence with them. I've learned a number of lessons as a parent, and picking my battles has been one of them. I've had to decide which are the truly important, dig-in-my-heel issues and which ones are more trivial. They still get under my skin, but they don't compromise my standards. For example, I'm a pretty organized person. My closets are pretty well arranged, and at least I put my socks in the same drawer. My workshop is fairly organized as well. Not every tool in its own place, but I have a system. My wife, on the other hand, is, shall I say, less organized than me. It's manageable, but let's just say we have different priorities. We have come to a good understanding in this, and it has never been a major issue with us as a couple. Well, when we moved overseas for the first time, we built our own home, and our two boys were young, and they had a very small room, not much space to keep their toys, so as you can imagine, their rooms were not all that organized. I would often walk in and say, "Hey guys, it's time to pick up," and they would obey and straighten up a bit. So I thought through my fatherly teaching and encouragement, they took on some of my qualities. Well, as they grew older and got to their own rooms, I quickly found out that my organizational skills and values was not fully embraced, so to speak. So as high school boys, their rooms would, well, literally look like a bomb had gone off in it. Bottom line is, I had a decision to make. Would I engage in a daily battle with them to keep their rooms clean, or was the battle not necessarily worth fighting? Well, I chose not to fight that battle. Give them their space. And my only request of them from time to time was, "Hey, close your door," so I didn't have to look at the mess. This is a trivial illustration of what I'm talking about. Now, to go to the other extreme, when it came to the friends they hung out with, would they go to church with us? Would they be around to eat our evening dinner meal together? And many other family dynamics. Well, these were issues that I'd fight for. I would choose to go to battle for them. In many of these areas, the bigger issue is that of power. Everybody wants some control over their own lives, and that includes our kids. So, by picking our battles carefully, we can meet our needs while still handing some of the power to our children. A good way to ensure this is by giving our kids appropriate choices. Often a child will push the limits and see where they can gain control. They are very good at finding our weak spot, So if we insist upon something once and then cave in, they will quickly come to realize that next time they can break us down again. So once you pick your battle, I'll suggest that you win it. Many of the battles we face with our children when they are younger may seem insignificant. That's a myth. Battles lost in early childhood can turn to rebellion at adolescence, and rebellions normally occur during adolescence. At times, it may feel like your teenager's job is to assassinate all your ideas. Your job is to ensure that the really important values and ideas don't get assassinated. Avoid the small skirmishes and focus on those issues that are particularly important and hold firm. Another important aspect of the battle-choosing principle is that of setting clear and age-appropriate boundaries. Children need clear boundaries that at appropriate times can be subject to change. Whatever these boundaries may look like in your family, let me suggest that they should protect your family values and help your children grow and mature. Make clear standards that are realistic and understood by your children. Now, I know you're sitting there saying, okay, when is he going to give us a list of the battles that are worth fighting for? Well, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that. Because the battles that I choose to fight as a parent may be very different from the battles you will want to fight in your family. Again, the key here is family values. I will say one thing. I do believe that the Bible gives us guidelines and principles that we can follow in better understanding which battles to fight. In my dealings with families in ministry, I find all too often as parents, we are more concerned with what our kids look like on the outside than we are about the deep issues of their spiritual condition. I talk to a number of college-age MKs who would love to have a deep, intimate conversation with their parents about spiritual things. Yet often, all they get is the ongoing commentary of what they should or shouldn't do with their hairstyles. More time is given to the issue of whether a kid should be allowed to have a tattoo, rather than asking the question to our kids, what mark is Christ leaving on your soul? The bottom line is the state of the heart, not the color of the hair, as Dennis Rainey points out in his book, Parenting Today's Adolescent. He reminds parents that the Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Rainey says a parent's ultimate goal is to help our teens understand that how we present ourselves reflects our core values and whether we're seeking attention for ourselves or for Christ. The key to this whole principle is to learn when to dig your heels in and when to allow your children more freedom. You can't die on every hill. Some aren't worth dying on. Save your strength, influence, and ammunition for the really important battles. This will be the greatest lesson in Christian priorities that you can teach your children.
This feature is a presentation of MemberCare Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.